Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Have you noticed that more and more electric vehicles are showing up on our roads and highways? Even with low gas prices, the EV industry is growing nationally and in our state. Alan Buck is the Columbia, South Carolina coordinator for the Drive Electric event coming September 9th to Columbia. He's here in our studio today. Alan, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So it's our once a year get together where you give us an update on the EV industry in South Carolina. How are things looking?
They're looking up. We've got more charging stations, more cars available, and a lot more interest from consumers, and they're changing their mindset from will this work in general to how can I make this work in my lifestyle. So we're seeing good interest all around.
Tell us about the upcoming event.
Well, we're going to be at Whole Foods again this year, September 9th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. We're going to have lots of cars on display, but also we're going to have community groups under our shade tent that'll have high school robotics teams, local environmental groups, and really just an opportunity for people to get involved and see what's available in terms of plug-in and electric cars.
And I understand there will be a new car there that is made in South Carolina.
That's right. The BMW X5 SUV is a plug-in hybrid vehicle, and it is made in the upstate at the BMW plant, and it will be there on display. And BMW of Columbia is our major sponsor this year, so they're going to bring as many of their cars as they have available, all the way from a very small city car, the i3, up to the big SUV.
Now tell us exactly what a plug-in hybrid is.
Plug-in hybrid has a plug that you can use to charge the battery overnight or when you stop at different restaurants or hotels or city garages, but it has the gasoline engine for when you need to go extended distances.
And of course, the EV news of the year, Tesla's new model, the Model 3, is that available in South Carolina?
You can order it from South Carolina. They have started the production very small and very slow to make sure that it's a quality product. We don't think that we're going to be able to have one on display yet. We're still working to get one, but we will have all the other Teslas available from the Model X to the Model S, and even a Roadster that was the original Tesla will be on hand.
What else is going on in our state with the EV industry?
Well, we've got the Volvo plant in Somerville. They will be producing hybrid and plug-in electric, as well as the regular gasoline engine S60, which is their midsize sedan. The Palmetto Clean Fuels Coalition has also put displays along the interstates for the EV corridor, so people can more easily find charging stations and know that the charging infrastructure is available here in South Carolina.
And speaking of Volvo, they made an announcement recently that at some point in the near future, they will only make electric vehicles.
They will only make vehicles that have an electric component. So that would be a plug-in hybrid or a heavy hybrid. They will have an all-electric sub-brand. It was the Polestar brand, their high-end sports car versions of theirs. And those will be all electric.
And you mentioned infrastructure changes here in our state. What's new there?
So there are more charging stations being installed all the time, and we're hoping to use some of the Volkswagen settlement funds for their diesel cheating fiasco to put in more charging stations along the interstate to enable long-distance travel. So that plan is still being worked, and we have to go through the state government to make it happen.
How long do you think that will take?
It's going to take a while. The funds have not been released to the state, and then the State Department of Insurance has to decide where those funds go, and we're asking for charging infrastructure to offset the diesel emissions that VW put out.
Now, when the charging stations first started showing up in our state, I would say 99.9% were free, and I'm starting to see charging stations now that do have fees.
There are some. So the majority of charging stations are still free, especially in the parking garages around downtown and around the suburb areas. And there are DC fast chargers that charge at a higher rate of speed, and they do charge for some of those facilities.
BMW, Volvo, GM, Ford, are there any brands that still have not committed to producing an electric vehicle?
Every brand out there, with the possible exception of Dodge, has some sort of electric strategy.
Alan, one more time, give us the details on the Drive Electric event coming here to Columbia.
The Columbia event will be hosted at Whole Foods on September 9th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., and we're working in partnership with BMW of Columbia and the Palmetto Clean Fuels Coalition.
Alan, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Alan Buck is the Columbia, South Carolina coordinator for the Drive Electric event, for which we will have a link posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.